Today on The Currency, a look at just who's going on that controversial trade mission to Turkey. I'm Amanda Loader, but first, a look at this week's headlines. Some businesses that got tax credits this year for setting up shop in downtrodden areas won't get that break next year. That's because a legislative audit found more than $875,000, or about half of the Economic Revitalization Zone tax credit allotment, was given to ineligible businesses. Dredd oversees the program and says the mistakes boil down to deep job cuts and understaffing. And if you work in food service, administrative support, or sales, some good news. Those areas are expected to account for 40% of new job growth in New Hampshire through 2022. The state also expects to see a big rise in healthcare jobs. The new numbers were released by the state's Employment Security Office this week. And every 2 years, New Hampshire's biggest business lobbying group comes out with a list of broad legislative priorities to guide its efforts. This year, the Business and Industry Association pushed for raising the gas tax to pay for road work and against raising the minimum wage. One way it settles on an agenda? Hosting roundtables around the state with business leaders. And they got going today in Concord. Over the next few weeks, there will also be talks statewide, including in Manchester, Portsmouth, Keene, and Lebanon. At the end of the month, Governor Hassan will join a delegation of businesses from across the state on what's become a politically controversial trade mission to Turkey. It's drawn sharp criticism from the right because last month Hassan ordered a freeze on out-of-state travel. But the governor says the trip has already been paid for and that canceling it would cost taxpayers even more money. New Hampshire hasn't led a trade mission since 2011 when delegations traveled to Montreal and India. New Hampshire now exports to 176 countries, and Turkey is our 12th largest trade partner. The country's economy has exploded over the past decade, tripling its GDP. That's also helped the Granite State. The commissioner of the state's Department of Resources and Economic Development, Jeffrey Rose, says 10 years ago, Turkey traded $10 million with New Hampshire. Today, that figure's more like $80 million. And Rose, the governor, and seven businesses all hope to grow that number. I talked with the commissioner earlier this week, and to do what he says, they've got a full agenda for the duration.
There'll be some very senior-level meetings that will be taking place. We'll be having a business summit with companies over in Istanbul. We'll be doing also working closely with journalists and writers and trying to provide opportunities to talking about New Hampshire, talking about the different goods and services, the benefits of doing business in the state, as well as getting senior levels of government and industry there.
So you've said that New Hampshire led the nation in export growth last year. Couldn't the same business goals be achieved for this trip without Governor Hassan or the state's involvement?
There are a lot of different factors that go into a company's ability to grow their markets. The state works with these companies in a variety of different ways. We provide a lot of technical assistance, market analysis, training on exports, different international regulations.
So you aren't looking at necessarily saying, we want to come out of this mission with $10 million in deals for New Hampshire businesses?
We always want to find opportunities to expand the business relationships. Oftentimes, that's what it takes. You want to build those relationships. You need to develop a rapport. Oftentimes, in international business, these things can take, you know, weeks, months, years, decades. But you can't really put an immediate timeline around it.
For those seven companies in the delegation to go along on the trade mission, they've got to pay their own way, plus a $2,500 fee to the state per person. One of those companies that signed up is Rochester-based Rokon, and they make motorcycles unlike anything you've ever seen. Rokons aren't like Harleys or Yamahas. First of all, they're all-wheel drive bikes that compete with off-road vehicles like ATVs. They're also taller than regular motorcycles, and they have huge hollow tires, which store extra fuel. Rokons are used around the world by military, search and rescue operations, farmers, extreme off-road enthusiasts, and pretty much anybody who needs to get through some serious terrain. Tom Blay is president and owner of Rokon. He says international trade is important to the company's success.
It's huge. I mean, I've been doing this since 1991, and when I started, the United States was in a crisis mode where foreclosures were the rule of the day in homes, and there really wasn't any business to be had pretty much in the U.S. Right now, the U.S. market is strong, but it has a way of falling back at times. These international orders are crucial to maintaining a steady business for my company.
So why not just go on your own? Is there a benefit to having a state dignitary like Governor Hassan coming along?
This is what people don't understand the most. It's huge to go, particularly a small business. Big business has a lot more reach, but small business, the critical ingredient is credibility. When we travel with the governor, whether it was with Steve Merrill years ago or Governor Hassan, we're allowed to get in the room with critical decision makers in these countries that we ordinarily wouldn't get into. The state is able to connect with the right groups. In this case, we're going with a Turkish business persons group called Tuscan, and their reach across Turkey is legendary. So our ability to connect with Tuscan with a credibility angle from the state, particularly Governor Hassan, allows us to get in the room. I'm going to meet the head of search and rescue for the entire country of Turkey. That would not happen. And to be able to meet with the largest manufacturer of ATVs in Turkey, that probably wouldn't happen. These are big deals for small business, and I encourage other small businesses in New Hampshire to make this effort. I know it's time-consuming. I know it's expensive, but it pays off.
That's Rokan President Tom Blay. He and the trade delegation are set to take off for Turkey a week from Friday. You can hear longer conversations with Blay and Commissioner Jeffrey Rose on our website, nhpr.org. And while you're there, you can also see what a Rokan looks like. Listen again next Wednesday for The Currency, a weekly look at business and economic news in New Hampshire. I'm Amanda Loader.